Friend to Friend, How I Gained a Testimony, from an interview with Elder Gerald Cosse of the 70 by Anna Culp. If ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Moroni chapter 10, verse 4. When I was 11, my primary teacher in France gave me a Book of Mormon. We put a date on each page as a reading calendar. I started reading one page each day. But quickly I got so excited about my readings that I was ahead of schedule most of the time. Sometimes I read in the car when going to or from church or on vacation. I finished reading the Book of Mormon much sooner than was expected. I felt like an expert on the battles between the Nephites and the Lamanites. My heroes were Mormon, Captain Moroni, Ammon, and the 2,000 stripling soldiers. I made drawings about the battles. I gained a testimony that the Book of Mormon is not just a story. It is a real history. I started with the history, and then I added spiritual knowledge. The Holy Ghost testified to me that the Book of Mormon was written by prophets under the inspiration of God. That's how I gained a testimony of Jesus Christ, the restored church, and Joseph Smith. It all started with the Book of Mormon. I am grateful for my primary teacher. Sometimes we don't know what kind of seeds we plant, but over time we will see the beautiful trees and fruits that have grown. It is very important to gain a testimony of the Book of Mormon as early as possible in your life. You won't understand everything when you are young, but you can gain a testimony. End of the section, Friend to Friend, How I Gained a Testimony, from an interview with Elder Gerald Cosse of the 70.